Last week, we reported Carver High School teacher Matt Cohn led a group of students to New York City for a really cool weekend as part of the Pope's visit, but that was just the tip of the iceberg for what was going on in New York City. A lot of students going up to New York and having a great experience. Some of them joining us now, including Matt Cohn, the teacher from Carver High School, alongside students Hope Anderson and Lucia Lozano Robledo. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Matt, Mr. Cohn, let me start with you. Tell us about this trip to New York City. What prompted it? What was the origin of it?
Yeah, well, so I teach some classes that deal with global issues. And in 2015, we had a really big global issue. The first set of development goals that the world had gotten serious about were about to end. And those were the Millennium Development Goals. And they went from 2000 to 2015. So this year in 2015, we're going to have a new set of development goals that will last 15 years. And to celebrate those, everybody who is anybody in development world came to New York City last weekend. So, as you said, all the world leaders and the Pope and Bono and Malala and Beyonce and everyone was there. So my students who care about this stuff and I, we wanted to be there with them.
What actually was the, was it a class that went? What was the class?
So it was a group of students who are in our school's Global Health Club. And so these would be students who care so much about global poverty and development that they read books, they raise money, they do stuff outside of class so they can stay connected to these issues and have an impact.
And how long did it take to organize the whole thing?
Oh, that took a long time. I mean, it was, you know, we were sending email after email. You know, one of the things that the students do a great job of is we write to everybody. So we'll say, hey, President Obama, would you be willing to meet with us? And, you know, we know that's probably not going to play out, but we send to enough people so that we're always able to meet with an interesting roster of folks.
That's really cool. So let me turn to Hope and Lucia. Hope, let me start with you. What got you into the club in the first place?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have grown up in a family where my parents could send me to school, they could afford to pay if I got sick. They've given me so much, and I never really thought about, I mean, I knew that people were suffering, but I never really thought about it before until I took Mr. Cohn's class, his world history class. We read a book called Mountains Beyond Mountains, which portrays Paul Farmer and his work with Partners in Health. Partners in Health sets up health systems in countries like Rwanda and Haiti. Reading that book really made me realize that there were people out there solving these issues and that there was stuff I could do even as a student, and that just made me really want to change things I didn't think were right.
And that's not just going to New York and doing these cool things, but also locally too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, Lucia, before we even talk about the trip, tell us a little bit more about the group. How many people are in the club, and how does one get into it?
The club, a lot of people are in the club, but we have a steering committee, which is a couple people that are willing to read a book and stay a little bit more connected to these issues. And what we do is we have an annual fundraiser. This year we're having a fundraiser for Partners in Health. And to be in this group, you just have to want to be in the group. And to be in the steering committee is simply to just read a book and stay connected and participate.
Awesome. So we're speaking with Matt Cohn, teacher at Carver High School, students Hope Anderson and Lucia Lozano Robledo. So Hope, Lucia, tell us about this trip. It was last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How did you get there? Who did you meet? What did you see? What was cool?
It was amazing. So we had a bunch of meetings. They were very diverse. We met with different groups of people. We met with an organization called Give Directly, which gives cash transfers to poor people. We met with Professor Bill Easterly at NYU that teaches, he's an economist.
Yeah, we met with Sonia Sachs, who is the wife of Jeff Sachs, and she does some really cool stuff just in global development, etc. She's really big, and so is her husband. We went to the Global Citizens Festival and got to hear Malala talk and Joe Biden and Michelle Obama and I think like the Prime Minister of Norway, and there were just so many people, and that was really exciting to me.
What was the best meeting that you had of all of those?
That's a hard question. I would say I really liked our meeting with Professor Bill Easterly. He is known as like a critic of aid. He's very critical about the role that aid can play in lifting people out of poverty. And when we talked to him, it was very interesting to see that he doesn't necessarily hate all types of aid. He sort of likes aid that relates to like healthcare, because he thinks that really works and gets people to a better place.
Is there something else that he says lifts people out of poverty?
He talked about migration, about considering the idea that maybe like migration could actually lift people out of poverty better than any other aid technique.
Hope, is that your favorite meeting too, or is there another one? You looked at each other and was like, well, we've got six different answers to this question.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite meeting was probably with GiveDirectly because I had never really heard of their model before. Their whole idea is that instead of setting up aid programs or systems or going into places and doing all this stuff, they simply give money straight to the poor. And I think that was really exciting because we had never really thought about that, but it makes a lot of sense because their idea is, well, can the poor do something better with this money than I can? And the answer is usually yes, because they know what to do with it. They know more about their own lives than you do. And so just kind of changing my mind a lot and learning about something really cool that I'd never even thought of was really exciting to me.
Matt, back to you. How did you organize all of these? What was the process by which these particular meetings got set up?
Well, so we wrote to lots of people, but I think that Hope and Lucia hit it on the head is that we wanted different kinds of people. So we talked with Bill Easterly, and he wrote a book called White Man's Burden, mm-hmm. which is very critical of the aid industry. And he basically thinks it's pretty paternalistic and in some cases racist. And then we met with his arch enemy. His arch enemy is Jeff Sachs. We met with Jeff Sachs' wife, actually, at their house. And we would have loved to get him in the room together, but that wasn't possible. But always the idea is let's muddy the water. Because when it comes to something as complex as development, the answers are rarely simple. And I, as a teacher, will feel happiest when we leave and the students say, God, I don't know what I think now. Mm-hmm. Then I know that they're thinking. And I feel like our whole trip was a case of that. We met with GiveDirectly, and they say, you know, just give poor people money. We met with the Saxes, and they say, no, you have to build big systems. We met with Partners in Health, and they said, here's how we build systems. And I thought that basically at the end of the weekend, the students had a sense that they were part of a larger movement of people who are trying to sort through this, tentative in their answers, but committed to doing something.
So again, we're speaking with Matt Cohen, Hope Anderson, Lucia Lozano-Robledo, and Hope and Lucia, back to you. What are you thinking now? What do you think about development and aid and bringing people out of poverty that you didn't think or that you didn't believe before?
It's a very good question. I guess to me, the biggest thing I took out of it, which I hadn't been thinking before, was that there's no one solution. There's no best solution to global development. And really, the best solution is just a combination of different solutions. And obviously, as Mr. Cohen said before, there's a lot of different opinions and there's a lot of different ways to tackle certain issues. And that, to me, at least right now, maybe the best way to tackle certain issues is just to do different things. For example, setting up systems, but then also giving cash transfers and just looking at problems from different angles, I guess.
Lucia, mm-hmm. Sam?
Yeah, I think in addition, I got to see that there's a lot of different ways that I can have an impact. So I know that before I would think about helping people in poor countries or helping with development, I thought that you could only do that through being a doctor or being a physician. But now I see that there's this big group of people that have different careers and they can still have that same impact and contribution to the development world.
Awesome. So what are the next steps for you two as individuals, and what are the next steps for the club? What do you take out of this to actually tangibly do?
Well, we had a meeting with, as Mr. Cohen said, with Partners in Health, and we are raising money this year for a place in Peru, and we're raising money. So it was interesting for us to learn where we're raising money for so that we can apply this all to the fundraiser in our school.
We also met with a woman who does a lot of leadership programs at NYU, and she talked to us more about leadership than like the physical global rights or global health issues. And that was really interesting because as the leaders of the Global Health Club, it's very informative and very useful to learn about leadership strategies and how to lead groups of people. And I think that that will really help us with our fundraising this year.
Yeah. Awesome. So are you both seniors, juniors, or?
No, I'm a junior.
And I'm a sophomore.
Wow. Awesome. So do you have plans for beyond high school at this point? Because it sounds like you could do basically anything.
I definitely want to continue this work. I'm like, as you know, like we're interested in global health, and I want to be involved with it in the future. I don't know from what angle, from what profession, but I know that it's something I really want to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in going into global health, and I'm not really sure how that's going to happen yet, but we've just learned about all these different things people could do. We met with a former Carver High student, Scott Weathers, and he's right now in the Global Health Corps, which works with different countries and all these different organizations. He's doing really cool work, And I think, I'm not sure if that's something I'd be interested in, but it's just cool to learn about all the different options.
Yeah. That sounds like a really terrific trip. Matt, back to you. What are you going to take away from this?
Well, I should mention we saw Beyonce, too.
Yeah.
So there was some excitement on that
level.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know everyone was excited about Beyonce, but yeah.
No, years ago they mentioned a guy named Paul Farmer, who's an inspiration to us all. And Paul's a physician, and he's a professor, and he gives a lot of talks. But years ago I heard him say that one of the things that keeps him from going into sort of a midlife crisis, from being despondent at times, is working with young people. And I feel similarly. It's easy to think that the world is going off in directions you don't like. But when you constantly engage with 16, 17, and 18-year-olds who feel a sense of agency and who want to not only raise money, because that's great, but actually the world needs really smart people who've really thought through these. And so one of the things I admire about Hope and Lucia is they read hard books, the sort of books you rarely read in high school, because they want to become deeper thinkers. So for me, that's where I hope the club goes, is just to keep bringing in new students who want to learn and do. Never just one, always both. And that it kind of creates a cycle where my role is not so important. It's really the students who are creating the enthusiasm.
Awesome. Well, terrific trip. And again, it sounds like something I would have really enjoyed going on myself. I think everyone would have gotten a lot out of this. And it's anyone from high school students up to people who are involved in this field directly. But again, Matt Cohn, Lucia Lozano-Robledo, Hope Anderson, before we let you go, last question, and you can talk about Beyonce or not. It's up to you. What, other than the meetings, other than what you got out of it was a trip to New York for 3 days. What was the most fun?
I would say the most fun was being in New York when the Pope was in New York at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
Yeah, what was that
cool.
like? That must have been
it was,
crazy.
It was actually very crazy because there was the police all over the streets and there was loads of people. It was pretty crazy and the traffic was horrible. But yeah, that
That's
was exciting.
That's just New York normally.
Yeah.
What do we have and to? Hope?
To me, the best part was just being in New York with all of these important people, be it the Pope or be it the world leaders there for the summit, be it Malala and Beyonce and Michelle Obama all there for the Global Citizens Festival. Being there with all these important people and feeling like you're a part of something was really exciting.
And I think just a testament to just how big of an event this is. We were talking for 12 minutes before anyone even mentioned the fact that Michelle Obama was there. Like, there were so many really cool people, and so many that I'm looking at this list of people who were there that we haven't even gotten a chance to talk to, but a really terrific trip. And again, Matt, Lucia, Hope, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.